And this, I really do, and he's the expert and would be able to tell me, Father John Cusick is on his way to perform a mass at his former church, Old St. Pat's. And I maintain, John, that it's something of a Christmas miracle that you and I are on the radio. What do you think? Does this qualify as a
Christmas miracle? I guarantee it's a Christmas miracle. It wasn't supposed to happen.
I know.
About an hour ago.
I know. But all week, all this week, as you well know, and you probably got them too, I've been getting emails from people saying, when is your, you know, your Christmas special with you and Father Cusick? I look forward to it every year. I didn't really know. It has always been special, but I didn't know we did a formal Christmas special kind of thing. You have been on this show a number of times talking about all manner of things. But the way this broke down, I asked you to be on. You couldn't be on because at 5 o'clock, what is it you're doing, John, at 5 o'clock?
I'm doing the 5 o'clock Mass at Old St. Pat's in 50 minutes. And it's every week it's live streamed, so you can just go to oldstpats.org and there my handsome face will be after I leave my voice with Mr. Kogan.
Yeah, what if you can't talk when you do the Mass? I'm just joking. You have a tendency, John, and a tradition of not writing these Masses down, of getting up there and talking about whatever is on your mind. Is that the way it's going to be today, too?
Well, it's not what's ever on my mind. It's taking the our religious text, our scripture, and speaking about them and how they apply to the world in which we live today.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're talking about things that were written down 2,000 years ago. Well, that's great, but it's not dead history. It has to speak. And that's my job.
Has it not been, and is it not, I know you've done this throughout the year, is it not been, and might it be today, more difficult given this kind of, I don't want to call it an unprecedented year, it's been a year unlike any in the history of time. Maybe the dinosaurs felt bad when they were made extinct, but this has got to be, it's not an incredible challenge for you, it is for everybody who lives on this planet, don't you think?
I agree with you, but I think in a number of ways, in terms of myself as a preacher and a Catholic priest, a lot of distraction has been stripped away in the last X number of months.
Mm.
And we wind up focusing on what in the name of God is going on.
Yeah.
Not scientifically and not politically, but, you know, we're at a period of time at Christmas, as you say, the first time in any one of us who's alive.
Right.
Practically, 1918, I'm not sure what it was like. But there's going to be no, I mean, I'm not going to be with my family for the first time in 75 years.
Yeah. And that's true of almost everybody. Exactly.
That's my point. And I will have the 10 o'clock Mass at Old St. Patrick's Church on Christmas morning.
Oh, wow.
There will be nobody in the pews. Nobody.
What is that? What is that like? What is that like for you? Because I have ever felt that in a way, what you do when you are standing in that church is you are getting some amount of feedback from the people sitting in the pews, whether they're giving you energy or whether they're giving you support. You play off one another, do you not?
Oh, I do. I play off of a crowd. You know, I have a hard time talking to two people, but give me 800, I'm okay. You know,
or me. You can always talk to me.
Yeah, well, you know, you're like 800, so I don't have a... The funny thing for Wednesday, when I walk into that church on Wednesday, it has never, never been empty on Christmas Day. Christmas Day is the anniversary of the opening of Old St. Patrick's Church.
Oh, wow.
Old St. Pat's opened on Christmas Day, 1856.
Ugh.
And it's always SRO, standing room only.
Sure.
And this year, it's the antithesis of that. There will be not a few. There will be nobody.
Zero.
There'll be some singers, some wonderful, wonderfully talented musicians, a couple people to do our sacred scripture readings, and me, and that's it. And then behind the scenes, there's a wonderful woman named Margaret who is behind the controls of the live stream equipment, and she's just a master of her craft. And the mass, like the 5 o'clock tonight, is broadcast anywhere someone's got a computer in the whole wide world.
Well, I also have to believe that, like the mass tonight, the mass on Christmas Eve, you are not quite sure of what is going to come out of your mouth, are you?
Oh, I have a little bit of an idea.
I know, but a little bit. As we've always talked about this, it's sort of like the writing of a sermon or a delivered in church. You are confident enough to let your mind, to trust yourself. You are confident enough to trust yourself, are you not?
I am.
Yeah.
Because if I write out a text,
right,
then I'm delivering a dissertation. That is not preaching.
Exactly.
That is reading.
Exactly.
That is reading. And preaching for me is very free flow. It's very creative. It's very transparent. I mean, I'm talking from my heart.
Yep.
You know, not my head.
Yep. Where are you physically right now? Are you in your car?
Yeah, I pulled up to. I'm overlooking the Kennedy Expressway by the Jane Byrne, whatever they call this, godforsaken.
A tangle of roads. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be done by the third millennium.
That's right. Well, we won't be around to see it. We got to take a break. Hang on. And it's really wonderful of you to do this because I literally got dozens of emails from people asking, where's the Cusick Hogan thing? And you can drive and talk. I know how smart you are. You can drive and talk.
No, I'm pulled over by the side now. I have to go in about 20 minutes to 5.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll make it. Hang on for a couple of minutes while we get some kind of crazy commercial, and then we'll continue this conversation with Father John Cusick. Welcome back, and I have a short time, 5 minutes maybe, with John Cusick, Father John Cusick, of Old St. Pat's, before he goes in to deliver via the Internet a mass. John, I want to talk for a second. I want to thank you, first of all, for spending this kind of time to resurrect our Christmas special that we've had on this show for many, many years. Your book, Never Be Ordinary, Wisdom from My Father, I saw it on Facebook, and I see that people are buying it again. This is a book in which John praises, in many ways, the common sense approach to life, exemplified by his father, who was a working man, in the classic mold. What do you think, John? I think that's an important book for people to regard at this time of year, don't you? That's obviously why you brought it up again. It's not to make money or anything, but I know that. But it's the lessons in there are deceivingly simple, don't you think?
I think they're so simple that most likely all of us have heard them in one form or another from one or both of our parents.
Yeah.
They're the common fundamental things about life. And I wrote 7 of them, that's all.
Yeah.
Amazingly, as I say in my little book, that they didn't come back to me until after my dad died. And
then
all of a sudden, parts of life are beginning to come through my memory again, and I'm thinking, oh my God. You know, it's that classic thing, you know, when someone's alive, we take it for granted. When someone's dead, they're our great heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I started writing this 30, 40 years ago. My dad's been dead since 71. And I said, oh, who would be interested in anything like that? And I buried it. And then I remember talking to you, believe it or not, once. And I said, I'm not a writer. And you just told me, just write it, would you?
Yeah.
And he said, because I said, well, I could never be a Rick Hogan. I could never write like you. And you said, you don't have to be a Rick Hogan.
Well, I think my actual response was, gee, John, I could never be a priest like you. I think right. That was my reaction to it. But I think the book is a real marvel, and I think it's a series of stories that I think can provide. It can provide some comfort, some inspiration, but also, John, and I think you just spoke to the point of it, that they can remind you of your own parents and times you may have spent with your own. In the obituary I wrote this week of the marvelous, wonderful Jeannie Morris, she told an anecdote near the end where she had been talking to some man who was much older, who was remembering sitting with his dad in the Bears championship season of 1963, and how joyful he was at that memory. And I think that's something your book can do too, is to remind people of encounters that they may have taken for granted with their parents.
We all have.
Yeah.
You know, and they were encounters that were in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
And these are more than stories. These are seven lived human experiences.
I left till
the end when my father said to me in a saloon at 81st and Western Avenue, the green door, for some reason or another, a commercial, we were sitting there watching the White Sox. He had a shot and a beer, and I had my Coke, and he was a little bit overweight, I'm being nice, and sort of rolled over in on his bar stool. And for some nutty reason, he simply said to me, John, never be ordinary if you ever have the opportunity to be someone special.
Yeah.
And that's all he said.
Yeah.
And somehow that, Rick, locked somewhere in my crazy brain. And it has become the mantra of my adult life.
As well it should have been, yeah.
I do know,
yeah.
What parent would ever tell a kid, well, just be ordinary?
Yeah.
No, every parent wants us to excel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I always felt I had a safety net. If I screwed up, my dad would say, that's okay. You know, that's okay. We can try again on something.
Yeah.
But he always wanted me to try, and that's all I ask. When I preach, I'll be on the altar in 20 minutes. I just want people to try to be their best self. And if they need a guide to that, I think our sacred religious texts and our traditions can be a great lens out of which we look at how to be our best self. And how we can bring light to the world. And God, do we need to do that?
Oh, no kidding. I was just going to say, man, yeah. I mean, it's now, you know, it's getting to be dusk, and it's dusk earlier, and winter brings that. And that's why, that's part of the reason why people put up lights at Christmas. I mean, they used to put a fire in darkness to distill and ameliorate the fears of it. John, I cannot tell you, again, the book is Never Be Ordinary, Wisdom from My Father, for those hundreds of thousands.
You can get it on Amazon.
You can get anything on Amazon. Yeah, that's nice. Jeff Bezos is making like $8 billion a day because of this pandemic. I hope he gets back. His ex-wife is giving billions of dollars away. She's one of my new heroes during this whole thing. For those of you, those hundreds of thousands of you who are fans but do not know how to spell John's name, it is C-U-S-I-C-K. The first name is John. I won't insult you by doing that. John, I cannot tell you how wonderful it is to resurrect our what people refer to as the Cusick-Cogan Christmas special. Never, I assure you, to be on network television. Maybe an HBO special one of these days. John, I love you. Take care of yourself.
Thanks,
pal.
And stay healthy.
Hey, I already had this thing. If I get it again, that's going to really be a killer.
I can still tell you to stay healthy.
Thank you. Yes,
I got to stay healthy.
Because I am of an age where other things could attack me. John, take care of your sweet self, will you please?
Okay.
All right, John,
God
take
bless.
Care.
Bye-bye.
You too.